Let's turn now to the growing fraud scandal at one of the nation's largest banks. Wells Fargo today admitting that well over a million more fake accounts may have been opened in customers' names than it initially disclosed last year. The total now, 3.5 million. So how do you know if you're one of the victims? We get more from NBC's Ann Thompson.
The wrong kinds of numbers keep adding up for Wells Fargo. Another 1.4 million accounts opened without customers' permission, bringing the total to 3.5 million. Fraud that the bank now says went on for 7 years, from 2009 to September 2016. To meet quotas, Wells Fargo employees were pressured to open the phony accounts, victimizing consumers and small businesses with fake checking, savings, credit card accounts, and unsecured lines of credit, racking up fees for the bank and potentially ruining customers' credit.
Out-of-state purchases, foreign purchases, vendors who I can't make heads or tails out of.
It's been 2 years of frustration for David McKee, who says Wells Fargo used his information to open three bogus accounts.
My wife and I have done our best, and we've been responsible. It's drained our savings account.
McKee says Wells Fargo called last night checking back on his claim, promising an answer in 10 days.
You probably wouldn't have known if Wells Fargo opened an account without your permission in your name. You'll probably be informed by Wells Fargo that that happened, and any fees that you incurred will be returned to you.
Legendary investor Warren Buffett, CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, Wells Fargo's largest shareholder, says the bank is fixing its problems, but wasn't surprised more fraud was found.
What you find is there's never just one cockroach in the kitchen.
Today, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan apologized, saying the first priority is to make things right for customers, a balance sheet that in the minds of many remains very much in the red. Ann Thompson, NBC News.